Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the River Spirit Expo. This year's sponsor, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and over 370 exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Scholarship Finals. Participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and to view the interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
The cattle futures and pork futures were mixed today. We had the feeder cattle and live cattle both higher. The live cattle are going to finish about 60 to 90 higher here, with December at 120.60 up 72 cents. February up 82 at 125.40. This morning's Fed Cattle Exchange did not have any trade. There was just under 1,100 head listed and some offered from 119 to 119.50, but there wasn't any actual trade. The feeder cattle today are $1 to $1.27 higher. There's strong demand in here for these feeder cattle. And, of course, this week we had a big run on Monday at Oklahoma City of 16,000. And then OKC West today had 5,500, probably for the week somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 head. But the demand seems to be good here despite multiple reports of how full the feedlots are. Now, they say that the feedlots are full of really light cattle that will take a long time to feed, but that supply will come out sometime in the spring or the summer, next summer. So the demand sure seems good on the feeder cattle here, with them up $1 to $1.25 today. And February hogs are pretty slow today, down 20 at $67.75. The United States has done a really good job with their production of pork, but we haven't really seen the demand increase with the lack of buying out of China.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain trade today across the board was under quite a bit of pressure. We had corn down about 4 to 5.5 cents, which put December at 358.5. It put March at 371.5, down 5.5. Beans under pressure as well, down 6 to 7 cents. The Kansas City wheat today looks like out in July is going to finish down about 3 cents at 443.25. And then the March cotton was unchanged here at 65.91. So general weakness here. You know, yesterday we had a USDA report, which was pretty boring because it was almost identical to the last report. There are some spots of the wheat number where they had lower ending stocks by about 25 million bushels, which was maybe thought to be supportive, but it hadn't really played out that way. I think the market's really looking for a big adjustment to the downside for corn and bean production. We haven't received that out of the USDA. And you know, the odds of it happening in the January report are lower and lower every report we go by, because the USDA, you know, they use their data and what they feel they're confident with. So the historically speaking, we don't really have a big change in between these reports and then that final production number for the corn and beans. Of course, this year's different because we're so far behind up in North Dakota and other northern states here for our corn harvest especially. Currently, the equity markets are slightly lower.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.